I don't know why, but I thought we were doing Psalm 25, so that's what I marked in my Bible. But Psalm 25 is the Psalm of David. A lot of these psalms are meant to be sung, and some of the psalms, like in Psalm 89, is written by somebody that I never heard of before. But Psalm 89 is a really wonderful psalm of lament and different things. And if you really want to have a good understanding of Psalm 89, it's long, but you can find it on the website under Pastor's Thoughts. It's our podcast that we do. The Word is the Way to Life. But Psalm 25, I'll just share with you what I was thinking about Psalm 25 in verse 4. It says, "Show me the path where I should walk, O Lord. Point out the right road for me to follow." And it's about decisions. And decisions, we are in the process now of making a lot of decisions as we meet with Sarah Campbell and making decisions about what we need to do to try to help us to proclaim the gospel to our little community here. Ray Bolt wrote a song, "People Need the Lord," and people need the Lord. And it's our responsibility to try to get out there and share the Lord and share the encouragement that we have by our relationship with Christ. And the little commentary that I was going to talk about was about decisions. The psalmist, David, expressed his desire for guidance. And I think all of us want a desire for guidance. So how do we receive God's guidance? We must desire to be guided by God. And how does that happen? We ask for direction, and it is the Holy Spirit that will lead us. God's direction by His Word, by reading it, constantly studying the Bible and learning from it, and we will gain the wisdom to proceed in God's direction for our lives. For more important information about God's Word, how it can help you, read Psalm 119. Now, over in Psalm 34 is what she just read, and it's also a wonderful psalm about how that we will praise the Lord and seek Him constantly, and let us not be discouraged about things as we continue to encourage one another in the faith. And we have a biblical mandate to do that, and it's a wonderful thing to have a faith relationship with God through Christ.